Ray Ferraro, former NHLer, TSN analyst, joins us. Ray, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Ray, I saw the goal, and then I saw your tweet afterwards. You join a very rare group of being a father-son to both have scored in the National Hockey League. Explain kind of your emotions when your phone started blowing up and you realized, hey, the young guy finally got a goal. That's unbelievable.
Well, when my phone started beeping like crazy, I was just getting, just landing in Toronto. Right away my thought was, there were so many of them that, man, maybe he scored. And so sure enough, he scored and I see it. And I go to the Detroit site and on Twitter, and there's a picture of him celebrating with Luke Glendening, who is a buddy of his as well. And, Landon was so excited and Luke was just kind of coming into the pile. And, it literally brought tears to my eyes. I mean, I guess the best way to describe it is you look at your kids and they all dream of doing something, and everybody's got a different dream. And, and Landon's, of course, was to play in the NHL, and scoring a goal in the NHL was part of that dream. And so it's a realization of something that was just in his mind for a long time. And, it's just his seventh game, and, and he has played well the last three. And so I'm, in his call up this year, and he got the opportunity with the injury to Eric Cole. And, by what I understand, he's done a really good job. So I'm really proud of him and super happy. I mean, as a parent, I mean, how could you not be?
Oh, yeah, I would definitely think so. And I'm sure you brought back memories. You're comparing your first NHL goal to his first NHL goal. And, that's got to be a pretty fun moment. Now, it's the excitement of the playoffs, and the games get ratcheted up to a whole new level, right? I read an interesting article today. Mike Rupp wrote at the Players Tribune, talking about how, guys will trash talk a little bit in the regular season, but in the playoffs, like, they, you go after anything as much as you can to try to, even if you get a guy off his game for a shift or two, there's so much more mental warfare going on in the postseason, isn't there?
There is, but I don't know. I mean, I did a lot of it, and I did a lot of it anyway. But I don't know that I was necessarily thinking that I was going to make somebody lose focus and get off their game. I was doing it because that's how I felt about them at the time. I mean, I had this built-in dislike for them, and anything that they were, they were wearing the other uniform. I wanted to win. I wanted to, they just bugged me. They all bugged me. And so that's kind of was the genesis of the trash talk for me. I mean, I guess at a certain level, you'd love somebody to take a slash at you and take a penalty in your power play to score. But I can't really think that I don't remember thinking that deeply about it. There were certain guys you knew you could get to, and you would stay on them. But as far as, doing research on guys or anything like that, I don't know that I went to that. But man, I just had this dislike of the other team that when you get into the playoffs, it climbs tenfold because it's just so important. I mean, when you think about it, you start the playoffs, Jason, you're only 16 wins away from the Stanley Cup, but 16 wins might as well be 1,000. And maybe you don't realize it when you first get in because it just looks like 16 wins. But man, you win two games and you're like, man, I'm halfway through the first series. You're nowhere. It's a really hard task, and anything you can do to help out, chirping as well, and trying to drive guys off their game, that's part of the deal.
Looking at the series, Ray, which one do you think is the most intriguing?
All of them. Do you have a clear-cut winner in any?
Tampa Bay, actually, yeah, that's the only one.
Okay, so if Detroit splits in Tampa, which they could do, you've got a goalie that's never played a playoff game. He's played one pro playoff game in Ben Bishop, playing a goalie who has never played an NHL playoff game but has a Calder Cup in Peter Mrazek. I mean, what if Mrazek steals a game? Doesn't mean they're going to win the series, but all of a sudden, then you've got a series. For me, any of the lower seeds could win, and I wouldn't be terribly shocked. I really wouldn't be. I think everybody is so close and so jammed together, it would be really, really hard to imagine the type of year where you get through three or four series at 4-1. I just don't see it. So as far as what do I think is the best series? Oh, geez, I don't know. I mean, Winnipeg-Anaheim really, really is intriguing to me. Montreal-Ottawa is. The Islanders in Washington should be a really good series. I just don't see a bad one, to tell you the truth.
Now, there's very few bad ones. They're definitely, there's a lot of teams with a lot of pressure on, especially what happens in Boston today. But, the Anaheim Ducks, people wondering Bruce Boudreau. Of course, St. Louis Blues, I think, to me, they might be the team with the most pressure to get out of the first round.
Sure. I mean, I can buy that, but so what? I mean, it's not like the players feel it, or it's not like the players, oh, no, we're going to lose, and gee, it's because there's so much pressure. Nobody thinks like that. They're a good team, and when you're a good team, there comes pressure. And they've underachieved by their standards. Well, last year it was because they stumbled around late in the year and they ended up with Chicago in the first round. You can't tell me that, or you can't sell me anyway, that Minnesota's a better team than them. I think St. Louis is as good a team as anybody. There's pressure on them, and if they lose in the first round, Ken Hitchcock will probably get fired. And if Anaheim loses in the first round, Bruce Boudreau will probably get fired. And it's pretty interesting, don't you think, though? Those are two teams with among the most points in the NHL, and if they lose four games, their coaches are going to get fired.
I know, and it's nuts when you think about it, because in a short series, you could play very well. There's been teams totally dominate the series and lose, right? And that's just, the harsh business of the NHL, right? What about the Nashville Predators, man? They have another 100-point season, very good season. But the luck of the draw, they get the Chicago Blackhawks, who just happened to have the most productive player over the last five playoff years, return just in time for the postseason.
Well, I would say the luck of the draw is that they lost six straight coming home. They could have played themselves into a different series. Nashville has had a really good year, and they're in a really difficult division. And they're, the NHL's new playoff format. Obviously you play in your division. I don't think it's quite right, to be frank. I think there should be, a little more importance placed upon an 82-game regular season where teams are fighting tooth and nail just to get in. If you're the number one seed, shouldn't you play the number eight seed in your conference? And then shouldn't you reseed and always play top versus bottom? I mean, that's how I look at it, but that's not the way it is. And so Nashville's in a tough series, but they played their way into that series. Now, can they right their ship? Can their goalie get back to the form he was before he was hurt? Because Pekka Rinne hasn't been great. I don't know. But it's not going to be easy against you talk about pressure. A Chicago team that will look nothing the same next year. I mean, so these guys probably feel this is the last kick at the can for their band. They don't have cap room. Taves and Kane's contracts come into play next year, and the cap is not going to go up, or if it does, it's going to go up, not enough to help out. So the Blackhawks are under enormous pressure too, because this might be the end of their little 5 or 7 year window.
Interesting, you mentioned the first plane. So are you more of a fan of the top eight, how they used to have it, where one plays eight rather than two divisions of four?
Yes. I am.
Okay. It's interesting. If the Eastern Conference was still with the 1-8, they'd have the exact same matchups that they're having now, where you'd have...
Yeah, but the next series isn't the same. Because in my world, for example, you leave your division as the wild card, right?
Yeah.
Minnesota's in the Central Division in the West, right? Because they're in with St. Louis and Chicago and...
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, in say the eight seed wins, well, they would be playing the highest seed again in the next round. And that's not going to be the case necessarily, the way that the setup is now.
Yeah. No, it's just funny that the East is actually would be the old way, but the West would be four completely different matchups if we went under the old way. Like, that's how it was, of course, when the Oilers made it to the Cup Final. They were eighth and always had to play the highest seeded team.
Sure. Yeah. And so look at the way, I mean, here's a way that when you talk about the West, so Calgary and Vancouver play.
Yeah.
Whoever gets out of that series, I would say Winnipeg and Anaheim, the winner of that series, would feel pretty good about having that as their next dance partner. They would think, you know, we got to beat either Vancouver or Calgary to get to the conference final.
Yeah.
Couldn't be any better than that. I mean, it's not to say it's an easy series, but you're not going to get a better odd than that, a better matchup than that.
Who do you like in that Vancouver-Calgary series?
I like Vancouver by the smallest, tiniest, slimmest of margins. I think their experience will matter. Edler and Tanev have been a really good pair on the blue line for them. They'll see a lot of Sean Monahan and Goudreau and Hudler. I'm not a Jonas Hiller guy as far as carrying the mail, and maybe he doesn't have to, but I think there's lots of rebounds all the time when he plays. If Vancouver can get to the inside a little bit, I think they'll capitalize or have the potential to capitalize on that. Also, you're looking at a defense that's pretty thin in Calgary. I mean, I got to give those guys credit. I mean, without Giordano, I thought their season was going to blow up, and they just hung in there. And Russell and Weidman and Brody played just huge minutes for them. Well, if you're Vancouver, you got to get on the body on those guys. And you got to slow them down, and you got to tire them out. It's not about game one; it's about game six. And I mean, you look at their overriding numbers, and Calgary and Vancouver are almost identical. You know, they go about it a little bit of a different way, but they're almost identical. I do think somewhere along the line, their experience in Vancouver will give them, as I said, the slimmest, tiniest of margins.
Ray Farrar from TSN joins us. Ray, it's the playoffs. You talked about it off the top. How anything to get teams off their game. We see guys stopping in front of the goalie, lingering, staring at him. Now there's way more face wash and way more scrums. And do you believe that when you went in the first time, that inexperience can really matter? Because we've seen cases of inexperienced teams go in and have a lot of success, or inexperienced teams have a lot of success. Does that impact teams more? Is it only maybe one or two individuals who can be overwhelmed, not necessarily a team?
Well, far different than when I played. I mean, when I was playing, there was no high-level stuff, right, prior to getting to the NHL. There was most of these players that are here, they've played in a U18 or a World Junior tournament, or most of them now spend some time in the American League, so they've played Calder Cup playoffs. And so I think the kids now are far more equipped to play a playoff series than I was at age 21. Our first playoff, to ask, does it affect one player or a whole team? We went into Quebec City, and I was with Hartford. We went into Quebec City. We got outshot 10-0 in the first 10 minutes. I mean, Mike Liut was brilliant, or that game was over before we got our training wheels off. And as it turned out, we beat Quebec in the game one, and they were the number one seed. We were the last seed in, and we beat them in game two, and then it was a best of five, and we knocked them out in Hartford. But that first 10 minutes, man, we were terrified. We never touched the puck. And so I think it does matter. I think it also matters in discipline. Younger players are more likely to take a reflex penalty than an older player would. Now, there's some older players that take bad penalties all the time. It doesn't matter how many games they play. But I would say, to generalize, a younger guy's probably more likely to take that penalty.
Ray, who are your Cup finalists?
I have St. Louis and the Rangers.
Oh, that's bad news, Ray. You and I have the exact same again as we did last year when we both had San Jose.
And if I were St. Louis and the Rangers right now, I would run away. I would sell my jersey so the Gregor Ferraro prediction wagon can't get
I know. I picked them actually at the start of the season and decided that, and other years I've changed, and I said, you know what, no, I'm going to stick with the same two teams. And
I had St. Louis, Montreal at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
But I'm, you know, I flopped over to the Rangers here. And as I said on our TSN preview show, when I was doing my bracketology, I said, and they said, and who do you have for the cup? I say, with absolutely no confidence, I picked St. Louis Blues.
Well, hey, man, most of us will be wrong. There's always one or two that are right. So that's what makes it exciting.
It won't be us. It won't be us.
Well, probably not. But if it is, we'll be talking about it.
Oh, your poor listeners. It is us. That's all they're going to hear.
You betcha. All right, Ray, we'll talk to you next week. Have a good. When do you head over to the World Championships?
April 29th, we're going over. So
tough gig.
I'm just at home. And, yeah, it's 2 weeks in Prague. We'll probably be okay there. But for the next 2 weeks, I'll be on the couch and watching the games nightly and certainly paying close attention to what's going on because it's just the greatest time of year.
Yeah, and I'm guessing those Detroit-Tampa Bay games will be not missing a minute in the Ferraro household.
The Detroit-Tampa game is a non-starter for people to call. There will be no return calls during those games.
Smart. I love it. Enjoy it, Ray. Appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot, Jason. Take care.